Welcome, everybody, to the sixth episode of The Dry Truth. That is number 6123456. Sace, not sure of any other language. Number 6, episode 6 of The Dry Truth. Thank you for joining in today on whichever platform you chose to listen on, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, any of the other wonderful platforms that are out there. Thank you. If you're watching on YouTube, even better. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share, whichever platform or whatever method you're listening on. We thank you and just can't thank you enough. So joining us is big part of what you're doing, staying sober, living healthy, and listening to my chats and seeing our beer reviews or listening to our beer reviews. Hopefully that is helping you, and we want to thank you again. So we'll jump into episode 6 today, shortly after a review, as we normally do on our previous episode. Episode 5 was on, it was on triggers and how to deal with triggers, how to overcome your triggers, what to do when you are triggered to drink. Don't let it scare you. Just work through that, and there's some good pointers on there. So if you haven't listened to that, listen to the triggers episode number 5 and listen to the review on BrewDog's Nanny State. Great review there. They do have some good beers out there from BrewDog. So don't forget to tune into that. Today, we are going to be doing a review on one of my favorite NA beers. It is Sam Adams Just the Haze. It is fresh in from our friends at na-brews.com. I ordered some from those guys. That's Elijah and his company there. I'll talk a little bit more about him later. But that is who was able to get it to us. The actual cans and the brew design and everything. So you'll be able to see that a little bit later. I do want to give a shout out to FEB Distributing here in South Mississippi, Jeff Bertuzzi and his gang over there. Thank you for all you guys are doing and letting us sample a few of the Just the Haze that you guys got in. So we appreciate y'all. Thank you for all you're doing and keep up the good work. Our topic today is slowing it down, and getting in your groove. So we'll talk a little bit on that topic of slow down today. But we also want to remind you that we are going to be doing a beer tasting over Zoom, and I'd like for you to email me and let me know if you would like to be a part of that. The email address is thedrytruth00@gmail.com. Really want to have some participants for that are interested in trying a few different NA brews together on a Zoom, recording it, and let me put that out there on The Dry Truth. Really hope you'll email me. We'll make it as easy and friendly as possible and fun, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So email me at thedrytruth00@gmail.com if you would like to be a part of that, and I'll be putting that together soon. So without a further ado, we will jump into episode 6 of The Dry Truth. I am your host, Brandon Webb. Thank you again for joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about slowing it down today. And what do I mean by slowing it down? Well, here we go. I mean, take a break. I mean, your life is busy. It doesn't matter what you do. You have a busy life. And whether you work shift work or you are a salaried employee or work an hourly job, I don't care. There are stresses in any job that you have. And those, whether they can, yes, they can be triggers, but that is a lot of what we deal with in life, is the stress of daily life. Some people say, well, I work an hourly job and I don't bring any stress home. I say nay. I say nay, sir. I say that you do bring stress home. Whether you realize it or not, there is something that affected you in your day There's always just normal events, coworkers, customers, something that has triggered you to just have a little bit of anxiety or depression or tiredness or whatever the case may be. You're just pissed off, aggravated. I don't know. But we don't want to bring that home. If we do bring it home, we want to figure out how to relieve that and to get back into just a peaceful zen. I don't want to sound like a crazy man, but we do want to live peaceful and happy and enjoy life. And sometimes in the past, you may have turned to alcohol to try to relieve that stress or that mindset that you were in. And today, I want to give you a little bit of how to slow it down and how to just chill out, man, and bring it down a notch. So what do I do? Well, I can tell you that I don't condone habits, but I do like to smoke cigars. So that's probably my biggest relaxation period is in just about every evening. I will step outside for an hour and a half, 2 hours after the kids go to bed and my wife is watching TV or working. I'll step out and just smoke a cigar, sometimes watch TV, catch up on the news, whatever. Maybe I don't watch TV. Maybe I'm just listening to music. But I use that as my relaxation period, just to calm down, forget about work, forget about other things in life that may be bothering me or have me in a tizzy, so to speak. But I do try to do that every night and wind down. The other thing that I did to just focus my mind and put my mind in a different space is, you know, I've started a small business. I have a small business where we do t-shirts and specialty work, embroidery and all that good stuff. So that's a small business that I have. I work with my wife in her business some as well. I try to help her as I can. And when she has questions and ideas, we collaborate on things from time to time. I enjoy doing those things in collaboration, and it gets me away from my normal job and allows me to just kind of work on things that are enjoyable and hobby type things versus just normal work. You know, while I love my job and what I do, it has stresses that come with it, and we do want to try to find other things to maybe aren't so stressful and can just be fun and enjoyable. So a couple things that I did there, but people do all different things from finding hobbies like golfing and fishing and church and racquetball and pickleball and soccer and tennis and all these different things. People find all their hobbies, and that can be relaxing as well. So finding that space and relaxing and calming down, whether it's in the corner of your home or if it's outside on a tennis court, that is your 15, 20 minutes that you can practice. You can just do it by yourself is what I would try to do. Try to just clear your head and think through just the peace that you want to find. But tell yourself, I'm clearing my head. This is my time to clear my head and work on that and finding that space. Some people just go outside and sit under a tree, you know, and listen to the wind blow, you know. John Anderson, I think, did that in the song Seminole Wind. He just went out there and listened to the wind blow. But, you know, you've got to find your peace. I do want to also talk about a little bit of starting a side business. I mentioned that earlier, but that may not be for everybody, you know, so be careful in what you choose. You may start off in just finding that time outside by yourself. I'm not saying everybody wants to jump out there and start a business, but think about what things you can do to relax and enjoy and find that 15, 20 minutes of peace that you can just zen out and clear your head. You know, I mentioned last week therapy. That's another great way of finding that peace and talking through something if you need somebody else to talk to. But that's something that you'll come to yourself to figure out as you kind of start to slow down and relax and clear your head. The next thing I want to mention is I guess just making sure that you do this daily. I try to find my peace and clear my headspace and clarity daily, because I feel like if I don't do that, then it compounds and it just, you know, everybody can, it maybe if it's just a little bit, great. Then let's just clear our head and find peace for the day. I know I'm starting to sound crazy, but I really do think that works. And I've been doing that myself, and it works for me, just having to slow down and end my day in a calm manner so I can start my day fresh the next day. So that's a little bit about how I slow down and relax and clear my head and think about what's going to come in the future, or how to resolve situations to find peace. So you can do that too. Always feel free to email me if you have questions about what you can do or ideas, or if I think it's good or not, at thedrytruth00@gmail.com. So with that being said, we'll hop into our second part of the podcast, video cast, show, whatever you want to call it, here on The Dry Truth, where we do our beer review. And man, I am excited this week for the Sam Adams Just the Haze. I've had this beer. It is an incredible NA. I swear to you, I think the guys at Boston Beer Company or Sam Adams, whatever you want to call them, I swear that they were brewing a beer and they forgot to put something in it. And it just came out to be an NA beer. And they were like, holy shnikes, this is amazing. And they just had to turn it out and put it in a can. So thank you, beer gods, because if I had to put a beer in a classification by itself, it would be Just the Haze. And this is just a great beer. We were able to find it from Nah Brews, na-brews.com, my buddy Elijah there. I talked to Elijah today, got his take on a few things that we're doing with The Dry Truth, and I hope to have him on soon to do an interview with him. I think that we will have more collaboration as Elijah comes on and we go on about the podcast and video cast for The Dry Truth. But Elijah has a great story. You know, he drank, I drank, we both talked about this a little bit. He found that, you know, going NA, going dry, being sober would be better fit for him. And he started a website that is shipping beer all over the place, NA beer in craft packages. He's just a good guy. Good idea. Great for him starting his own business out there, nahbrews.com. I liked one of Elijah's quotes today the best. It was the favorite thing he said, and I told him I was going to write this down, and I did, and I told him that I was going to say this. So Elijah is the chief beer officer for na-brews or nahbrews.com, and he said, my goal is to let people know about an alternative source before they realize they need an alternative source. And man, was that powerful, because I just wanted to remind everybody with that quote that we got to be out there telling our bartenders, our restaurant owners, our friends, tell everybody about the NA beers that you find. Let them know that you enjoy drinking them. If you have distributors in your state or area where you live that you know that are half that distribute beers, or however you get beer into your market that you live, tell the people you know that you want to have more choices for NA beers. That's the only way you're going to get them. I'm doing that here where I live. People all over the country are having to do that. Elijah went out there and basically has created a demand for his beer distributors. We all can't do that, but he has graciously given his time, started his own business, and he is doing that. And man, what a great idea he had. So we hope to have him on soon. And again, buddy, appreciate everything you're doing. Let's jump into our review on the Just the Haze with Sam Adams. I'm going to show you the beer as usual. We've got Sam Adams, non-alcoholic, Just the Haze here. What a great beer we've got. Just a great juicy IPA that it is. I'm going to pour it in a glass for you here. These guys, as you know, brew some of the best beers in the country. They've been around for a while. the Boston Beer Company. And I swear, I do think that this guy right here, Sam Adams, just the haze, was a mistake. I know Jim Koch is going to say, no, we didn't, but I really think that they were brewing a beer and it just came out to be non-alcoholic because this thing is delicious. And I'm going to pour it in a glass for you here. And as it pours, look at that. The clarity of it is hazy, which is, you know, is in the name, just the haze. But it is a hazy beer. The head that comes up, it's got about a half inch head on it right now. Just a good foam, thick, kind of sticking to the side of your glass beer. Let's let that sit for just a moment while Deuce McAllister glass takes it in there. And just the haze out of Boston Beer Company. Sam Adams says they remove the alcohol from this beer low and slow, like a good piece of barbecue. That's not on the can. I threw that in there. But they are leaving the flavor. It's a world-class IPA. It's hazy, hoppy, brewed with attention and detail. Cheers, y'all. So, Jim, thank you for putting this out. Man, what a beer movement we have going on when Boston Beer Company has their IPA out there. Hope everybody is taking note of that. Any beer manufacturers, all the beer distributors, let's get some NA beers out there. There's no reason that we can't have a sober and alcoholic-friendly society together, both of them joining in together and working to all drink or not drink, whatever you choose to do. Just the haze, let's give it a sniff. Oh, man. Floral notes, fruit. Oh, you can smell the pineapple, the fruitiness, the mango flavors. It just smells delicious. I can't say enough about the aroma, the citrus aroma that this beer has. For an NA beer and still holding the head at the top right now after me talking my head off here, let's give it a taste. Just smooth. You can definitely taste the IPA, a little bit of hop to it with a 35 IBU. It's 0.5% alcohol, so it's not 0.0 like some of the ones we've seen from Heineken and Budweiser or some of the others out there. This beer, though, let me tell you, I'm going to put it, it's got to go to the top of my chart. It's in its class of its own. I have not found an NA beer in all the NA beers that I've drank that have the least, this beer has the least amount of aftertaste. It is clean and crisp, and it's just essentially, it tastes like a real beer. I'm going to attempt to add here in our conversation the commercial for Just the Haze from Sam Adams. Now, when I watched that commercial, I laughed because it is funny, and you're going to laugh too. But it is the beer guy, your cousin from Boston, and he is flabbergasted at this is a real beer. I can't believe it. But it is. I mean, if you poured this in a glass at a bar and gave it to somebody, they would not know the difference. It is that good. And if you haven't got it, I encourage you to get it.
Sam Adams Just the Haze has all the taste of an IPA, but no alcohol.
I'm sorry, what's that now?
Your cousin from Boston.
It's non-alcoholic, that delicious thing. I don't want to like it.
No! Congratulations, I like it. Is that what you want to hear?
Gosh, just a good golden wheat flavor, white wheat. I mean, like a moon, and it's like all the stars aligned to create this. Great job, guys, at Sam Adams. I mean, this is a heck of a beer. Just a great beer. I'm not going to drink it all. I'm going to enjoy it here this evening while I publish this post and get this up and going. But you guys get out there to wherever you can buy your beers. If you can visit Nah Brews website, na-brews.com, hopefully we'll be getting some information out there for maybe a little promo code or something if you want to order through those guys. If you like Total Wines and More, visit one of their locations throughout Texas and the U.S., South Louisiana. They've got stores all over. I was looking at their website today. So get out there, find your brew that you like. This beer is in a class of its own. I'm putting it out there. I can't even rate this. It's above everybody right now. If there's a go-to beer, I'm grabbing this wherever it is, and I'm probably going to hand it to somebody to try as well. I can't say enough about this beer. You guys have killed it. Y'all have set the bar, and congratulations to Sam Adams on their Just the Haze IPA. We really appreciate all you're doing in the craft NA market to get this out there. So that's my review on the beer today. Remember to slow down this week. Try it. Just try to slow down. Find your space. If you can do it in your home, if you got to go outside, if it's at the library, find you an area just to relax and enjoy yourself. I love you guys. Thank you to all of our supporters, our people listening on Apple Podcast, Google Cast, Stitcher, Spotify, our friends overseas. I saw we had some people listening in England and in France. So continue to share us. Thank you for talking about the dry truth. Remember to tell your bartenders and restaurant owners about NA beer and mocktails and drinks, and continue to push for a sober group or sober ability, if you will. We don't have to be an alcohol-free society. We just want some options. Sam Adams did say one thing, and I'll leave you with this. They said that it doesn't have to be your first beer, but make it your second beer. And I could say that with a lot of the NAs. You don't have to make it your first beer, but make it your last beer. And with that, we'll say have a great week, and we look forward to seeing you again and letting you listen to us, or me. That's the mouse in my pocket talking. So listen, see you next week, and have a good weekend. Take care.